We want to thank you for tuning in to the Good News Jesus Christ.org. I'm Martin Williams. We're going to be talking about worldview today. There are two kinds of worldviews you can have. You can have an eternal worldview or a temporal worldview as a Christian. If you have a temporal worldview, that worldview can take on many forms, but an eternal worldview can only take on one form. It's simply from the perspective of what God says. You're coming in agreement with what God says. Eternal worldview. So, you can only have one of those because God never changes. So his worldview is the same. So here's some examples of a worldview. But before we go there, I'll give you a scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, Paul talks about, I fix my eyes on that which is eternal, not that which is temporal, because that which is temporal is perishing, but that which is eternal, you know, is eternal. So that's very important to understand that there are those worldviews. So the example I want to give you for worldview, let's say you're a Christian, you're born again in Jesus Christ. Well, God says that there's two kinds of people, but if your worldview is a worldly worldview and you listen to politics, well, you probably believe that there's the baby boomers, there's the Generation X, there's the Generation Y, there's the millennials. Well, that's a worldly worldview. But God says that before the cross, there was Jew and Gentile, and that there was something to separate them. It was the law. He took the enmity that was separating them, fulfilled it, nailed it to the cross, removed it, making peace, making the two one. That's in Ephesians. And then it also says in Romans chapter 3, I think it is, or 2, at the end of chapter 2, it's one of those, where it talks about how God is one God, and is he not the God of both the Jew and the Gentile? So, after the cross, Jesus made a new and living way for a spiritual race. So, there were two Adams. There was an Adam from which everybody's born physically, and the second Adam, Jesus from heaven, where everybody's born again spiritually. So, two types of people, unregenerated and spiritually regenerated. Saved, not saved. Those are the only two people God sees. And Romans 9 talks about the unregenerated man being like Esau, who sold his birthright in sin. God hates it. But the second born, Jacob, who was the twin, is received the birthright as the second born because he was born again. Jesus Christ redeemed the birthright. So, in us being born of God in Christ as the second born, born again man or woman, well, we become partakers of that inheritance, co-heirs, co-rulers with Christ. So those are the two types of people God sees, saved, not saved. So very important that you don't let the worldview of culture, from the root word cult, come and shape your worldview, or government, which comes from two words, govern, and mens, which means to control mind. So very important you don't let them control your mind. So, or let the cult of culture shape your worldview. Be not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know the good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. So, another example I want to give, and then I'll move on, is that since we're a spiritual creation, we grow in the Spirit. And the way we grow in the Spirit is by the Word of God. And it's the only way you can grow spiritually. Well, how can you say that? Well, it's real simple. Romans 10 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. And that we grow in the faith. So if faith is produced from the Word of God, it's the only thing that can grow us. The Word of God is the knowledge of God. When God reveals it, reveals Christ in that Word to us, we receive understanding. When we receive that as our own, we grow spiritually, the revelation of Jesus Christ. So That's the only way for a Christian to grow spiritually, and the spirit is to grow in Christ spiritually with his word that produces faith. So Paul says, I walk by faith, not by sight. So if somebody's coming to you with 10 psychological points to alleviate stress, well, that's for the unregenerated man that was crucified. That can it's not going to grow you spiritually. It can't help you spiritually. That's for the unregenerated man. Now, if you want to resurrect that unregenerated man and try and perfect yourself in the flesh and lead Jesus Christ, then you can listen to psychology. But psychology is for the unregenerated man. Only the Word of God produces faith. We are children of the Spirit. We grow through the Word of God, through the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's the only way we grow. That's what the Bible teaches. It's not my word, it's God's word. Let God be true and every man a liar. That's Romans chapter 2. So the point is that there's two Adams. The Lord from heaven, the first Adam. The first Adam, we were all became sinners with a sin nature. The second Adam is the Lord from heaven. He made a spiritual race, created a spiritual race. So when we come to Christ, he crucifies that old nature that was underneath the power of sin, under the law. We satisfy the penalty for us. We satisfied in Christ, raised us in the newness of life as a new creation. Old nature cut away. Psychology can't do nothing for you now. Raising the newness of life in Christ Jesus as a spiritual race. The Word of God produces faith, and his words are a spirit and they are life. That's the only way to grow. His word, not mine. Take it up with him. So the point is that's another example of having an eternal worldview or a temporal worldview that's carnal. So the scripture also tells us about two kinds of wisdom. The wisdom from the beneath or from the earth is earthly, sensual, and satanic. That's what it says. But in that would be anything from cult culture or anything from worldview of the government or anything like that. Just straight up, it's we're in this world, but we're not of this world system. That's of this world system. That's what Jesus taught. So the point is it's at enmity with the Father. That's what it says too. So we walk by faith, not by sight. And not having only a rejection of that earthly wisdom, but there's a heavenly wisdom too. That which is pure, that which is holy, that which is, of righteousness. So that's what you want to look at. That which is pure, that which is holy, that which is of the righteousness of God. And that's the perspective you need to focus on as a person in Christ Jesus. So, I want to hit this point of walking by faith and not by sight. You'll hear this earthly worldview come against you and say that you're believing in a God that you can't see, you can't touch, you that's invisible. I look to things that are real, that I can touch, that I can handle, that are physical. Well, so do I. And so does every other Christian if they know what Jesus Christ has come and done. You see, the scripture says that in the days of old, they were hoping for things to come. They were looking forward to an evidence of the things hoped for. So in the Old Testament, there was prophecies that were spoken. There was types, pictures, and shadows of things to come. There were ceremonies and washings pertaining to things to come. The scripture says when Christ came, he is the body of those ceremonial washings and the body of those feasts. He is the evidence, physical evidence of all those types, pictures, and shadows that were hoped for. So now faith is the evidence of things not seen and the substance of those things that we hope for. Christ is that evidence. He is that physical substance. He lived a sinless life, conquered the enemy, conquered the flesh, conquered death, and rose victorious forevermore, and is seated in heavenly places with a resurrected physical body that is spiritual. So the point is his physical body was resurrected to a spiritual body, and he is seated in heavenly places. We on this earth touched him. We saw him. Well, his 12 saw him, and over 500 seen him resurrected and so forth. But the point I'm making is that we do serve a God that we can touch. Not only can we touch him, but he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities and can sympathize with us in our weaknesses and all our trials, having walked as a man victoriously, conquering every one of our enemies and rising eternally forevermore. And we have that same victory in Christ. We fight from his victory, not for the victory. So that's what those people don't understand. Their worldview has been marred. They've been lied to by Satan. So just wanted to give you a little insight and some understanding on what your worldview is, how one worldview is eternal, how one is not eternal, it's physical, it's worldly, it's limited, it's temporal. But ours is what God says, looking at things the way God looks at them. It's eternal. It's not going to fade. So I hope that this gives you some insight and the understanding that you can look to wisdom from above. And if you ask him for wisdom, he gives it to you liberally, not the wisdom from below. You can look to the word of God to grow spiritually, not to the wisdom from the earth, which is psychological for the unregenerated man that was crucified with Christ. Not to that, no. We can look to God by faith, not trusting the things that we see. So the point is we trust God by faith. How do we trust God by faith? Well, faith is in a resurrection, that he's going to resurrect our bodies in the future. So I hope this gives you some insight. I'm Martin Williams with the Good News Jesus Christ.org.